25 minutes to 8, welcome back to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. We spoke earlier on about there being some protest action between Tekolia's farm and the fire station here in Indonesia, just outside Indonesia Extension 9. And we have on the line Thabo, he's in charge of the protest taking place there in at the moment. Ijaz Khan passing by there and managed to get his details. Thabo, thank you so much for your time. Good morning and welcome to Radio Islam.
Thank you, sir, and good morning to the listeners as well.
What's the protest about? What are you guys unhappy about?
So we are unhappy about various issues that have been lingering for very many years.
Mm.
One of the issues being a promise that that the government has made for to us as the communities here, as the community here in Batin, of giving us houses, which has not been the case. And the reason being, there are trees that are falling on our shacks here in the Batin community. But we've asked the government to intervene and nothing has happened.
Now, we are on the eve of elections, so wouldn't it be better to wait for the elections to choose the right ward council and sort the problem out that way?
It is unfortunate that we have had to resort to violence, because at the end of the day, the government itself and our ward councillors, none of them can respond. This is why Mr. Padiachi, the regional director, had to intervene and come down to answer for his councillors, because they themselves could not come to the show.
And you think they'll listen if you protest, if you go to the streets?
The reason why we are protesting is because we have been sitting around the table for the last past 10 years and nothing has been happening. So us protesting is to show our anger and frustrations to our local government for their disappointment. We reached an agreement with our stakeholders on Friday when we had a meeting with Mr. Padiachi and other delegates from the MMC's office, from the Department of Housing. But on Saturday, they sent in Metro Police people, the JMPD, to come and destroy shacks, which now we are facing a problem of an old lady of 102 years old who is now homeless because of our government going back on their word.
Now, those shacks that have been put up opposite Extension 9, is it on public property or on private property?
That is the other big case, because the regional director has also confirmed, saying to us in the meeting, that this is public, this is government property, that this is land that has been designated specifically for agricultural purposes. And there are two men who hereby have been able to fraudulently raise documents. These are people from Tokolia's farm who hereby now come and claim government land. And one of the reasons we are protesting is because our regional director is being racist, in a sense where, because of two Indian men who come and claim that this is their land, even though he knows that and he has said it in front of everyone that this is government land that has been kept specifically for agricultural purposes, he's still allowing two men who have built massive business structures opposite us, which is the factory, the PVC factory, the Plaza Board factory, and other factories there. This man, these two men who hereby claim that this is their land, they know nothing about agriculture. They do nothing towards agriculture. All they are doing is they are buying, they have come up with fraudulent documents, which we have shown the regional director, and yet nothing has been done towards this, because these people are committing fraud and claiming that this is their land, even though this is government land.
But doesn't government lease such land many times on 99-year leases to private individuals, even though it is state property?
Yes, the case is it does, but in this case it cannot be, because everything that is in the document that has been presented forward by these two men from Tokolia's farm contradicts, because they are saying this has been their land and this is their great-grandfather's land. And on top of that, we have been living here for over 40 years. I myself have been born here, and I am now 29 years. The men and women who have been here before me, the grandfathers and them, they've been here for a very long time. So what they are saying and what we have on fact is totally contradictory.
But when you say you've been living there for 40 years, where have you been living for 40 years?
We've been living on the very same farm that they now somehow are able to produce documents that are fraudulent before everybody and before the regional director. And nobody wants to take a stand. We've been living on this very same farm. We are in this farm. Right now we've been trying to cut down trees so that people see. The government knows us. They have put toilets for us here. They have put water for us here for all this time. And only now, because shacks, trees are falling on the shacks, and all we want to do is remove shacks from under the trees, and we want to put it where there is no trees so that there is no harm. Because now August is starting and the winds are starting to blow. Then because we are bringing shacks a bit closer to the road where there are no trees, that has now become a problem.
Now, finally, Thabo, you mentioned that the council is being racist. Now, you can have a different opinion to him. You can say you disagree with him. But where's the evidence of racism?
The evidence of racism is simply this. Here is a community of black people who are only asking the government to intervene in saying, can we move from these life-threatening situations to a place where trees do not fall and people and lives are lost? And even though he rightfully knows that these two Indian men from the Tokolias farm, Yusuf and I don't know the other gentleman's name, even though he knows that these two Indian men, this is fraud what they're committing, and that these papers are fraudulently made so, he still does not question their paperwork, even though he knows rightfully that this is land designated for agricultural purposes. I see that, in my view, very racist, because if it was a black man and he had come into a community of Indian people who are hereby saying, we don't want to live under the trees because trees are falling on shacks, the first thing that would have been done is, let us first check your claims. Let us first check the paperwork that you are bringing through. He's not doing that. He is not doing that.
Okay, Thabo. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Much appreciated.
Thank you, sir. And we really appreciate the time that you've been given to.
Okay, have a great day. Go well. That was Thabo. He is leading the protest taking place there at the moment. And the reason we interviewed him is that we were talking about the protests as a traffic alert, saying that if you're leaving Lanesia or coming to Lanesia, avoid that route. Protest action taking place between the Tokolias farm and the fire station. And he just sent a message saying that he's the leader of the protesters. Obviously, there's always two sides to the story. There may be a response from those representing the Tokolias farm, and there also would be a response from Mickey Padiachi, and we will try and get that in due course, inshallah.